Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, February 15th, 2024. Stand up for your country. You know, at this point, with the No Spin News and BillO'Reilly.com expanding in a very significant way all around the world, I think it's worthy to define who we are once again for our listeners and viewers. You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. You know my background. Next year, 2025, I'll be in the broadcast journalism business for 50 years. You know, it started when I was 8 years old. It was an amazing story. Might have read about it in a bold, fresh piece of humanity. Anyway, I've been around, and you know that. So we avoid speculation, and if I have to do it, an educated guess, they call it, I tell you. All right, so I say, for example, I don't think Biden's going to be on the ballot in November, but I could be wrong. And then I give you all the reasons why I don't think he's going to be there. And interestingly enough, I have been a year saying this, and Biden is at his lowest point right now. I mean, most Americans, they know. We'll get to that in a moment. We don't do conspiracies here. And that American, the United States, a conspiracy right now. People love it. And on the internet, that's what it is all day long, to get your attention. Okay? Conspiracy, conspiracy, conspiracy. We don't do any of that. Okay? The most significant conspiracy that I investigated was the Kennedy assassination. And we wrote a book, Killing Kennedy. That book has not been impeached at all. You want to know what happened to JFK? You read Killing Kennedy. No speculation, right down the line. Okay? You don't want to believe it? Don't believe it. Conspiracy theorists make a lot of money, which is why they do it. Okay, we don't do party politics here. We don't push the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. I am upfront telling you that right now in history, the progressive movement controls the Democratic Party, and that's hurting America. But that's an analysis of what's happening inside. But I'm not pushing one or the other. I'm a registered independent. I think they're both full of pinheads. And if anybody gets out of line in either party, we're going to bring that to you. So we're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. We're not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. And if we feel a political party is hurting that, then we're going to call them out on it. And finally, we don't do the internet thing. We don't take information from the internet. We don't do any of that, okay? Because the internet is unreliable. There are no standards. Unfortunately, there are no standards in the corporate media newsrooms today, none, okay? It's gone. And I was lucky enough to have worked with Peter Jennings and the legends. I know them all. Mike Wallace, I would say, was a friend of mine. I was just fortunate enough to be in that zone, to see with my own eyes what real journalism is. And I have carried that forth. So that is basically our philosophy of news coverage. Now, we do not believe, and you ought to know this up front, particularly those of you watching me overseas. You know, I just got a fan letter from Shanghai, China. There's a lot of people watching us now. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. There's a lot of isms that we don't believe. And we're not going to give them fair weight. We think they're destructive. Okay, that's up front. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We think it violates the Constitution by treating people unequally. The DEI movement, diversity, equity, inclusion, favors groups based upon skin color, gender, etc. Okay, that's not what America is. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do. So today's Talking Points memo is about President Biden's work ethic. Up front, I just finished writing, we are now finished, Confronting the President's No Spin Assessments from Washington to Biden. It'll be out September 10th. In my opinion, based upon my research, Joe Biden is the second worst president in our history. However, my co-author, Martin Dugard, disagrees with me. And both fact-based analysis, mine and his, will be presented in the book. Okay? So I think that Biden has hurt this country in 3 years more than any other president except James Buchanan, the guy before Lincoln who just did nothing to head off the Civil War. Biden is his second worst behind Buchanan. Now, this week, let's just take this week. So on Monday, Biden met with King Abdullah of Jordan. Okay, good. Jordan's a good ally. They're trying to work out some kind of ceasefire in Israel, Gaza. Good. All right, but that's it. And then he had a little press conference. That's all he did. All right. Tuesday, he had lunch with Kamala. That's it. Nothing else on his schedule. He ran out for about 5 minutes to read a script that was written for him, smashing Trump, and then he ran back. I don't count that as work. All right. On Wednesday, he had lunch with the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken. That's it. Okay. And today, nothing. Let me ask you, is that what you want? You want a president who does nothing all day long? Because that's what you got. Now, according to Real Clear Average, only 40% of Americans approve of Joe Biden's job performance. But 40%, millions and millions of people. And I'm sitting here going, how can you approve of a man who barely works, is obviously failing mentally, and that is obvious. And if you don't want to believe it, then you are not living in the real world. You're living in a delusionary world. And whose policies, particularly the open border and on inflation, have directly hurt all the American people. How can you support that? How? And when I pose that question to my liberal friends, some of them are not friends any longer, they don't like me, they can't answer. There's no answer. It always comes back to the same thing, and you know the mantra. He's better than Trump. Okay, so we have a situation where millions and millions of people, American citizens, don't care about Hunter Biden, what he did, whether his father benefited from it, whether his father enabled that con, that grift, don't care at all. Don't care about the open border. Don't care how many foreign nationals flood in here. These are our compatriots. These are Americans, okay? They don't care. They're paying 17% more for the essentials of life. And we just got the health and car and home insurance rates in. They're all up above 20%. And I'll explain that next week, why that's going crazy, okay? So we're getting killed on that. They don't care about cognitive decline. And they're basically essentially intellectual zombies, these people. I'm sorry to insult them, but it's true. If you support Joe Biden, you don't care about any of those things because he's just directly responsible for all of it, including the Hunter Biden situation, which he absolutely enabled. But again, people believe what they want to believe. But if you don't believe facts presented to you, then you live in a delusional world. And believe me, and you know them. You know them. I might be even, the majority might live in a delusional world because you have cranks and nuts on the right. And these people who favor Putin, who think Putin's okay, they're living in a delusional world. But I will point out that in 1937, we had 40% of Americans thought Hitler was, what's the problem? What's the problem? Always been there.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Okay, so the media, they know Biden is incompetent. They know he's lazy. They know he's mentally challenged. They don't care because he carries out, the president carries out the progressive agenda. As long as he does that, the media will prop him up. That's what it's all about. So when the HER report came out last week, thoroughly embarrassing Joe Biden. I mean, how much more? Doesn't know when he's vice president, doesn't know when his son died. The media swung into action to protect him. So the two most powerful newspapers are the New York Times, and they had a bunch of op-eds. Four op-eds in the Times excused Biden, okay? Four. Three didn't excuse him, and two were neutral. Washington Post, two excused Biden, one didn't excuse him, one was neutral. So the majority of the coverage in those newspapers excused Joe Biden on the mental front. That's a fact, not debatable. And that's not an accident, okay? All right, finally, what is Donald Trump's responsibility here? Because now it goes in to the big basketball is passed over to the former president. He's the only one who can derail this progressive movement and the destruction it is causing. Only one man in this country can do it, and that's Donald Trump. I can't do it. I don't have legislative power. All right? I can expose it, but Trump can do something about it if he wins the election. Now, the left is trying to kill him. We all know that. All of this, about 80% of these cases against him are bogus, politically driven cases. One thing he did was he did take the documents in Mar-a-Lago. He should not have done that. But the press and the system is trying to destroy Donald Trump. He could overcome that. He's ahead now of Biden, but just by a little. He should be ahead by 20 points, but he's just ahead by maybe 3 or 4. Trump's responsibility is to the country, not himself. I'm not sure that Donald Trump understands that. He's the only one standing in the way of this progressive wave that is wreaking so much destruction. Yet he continues to attack Nikki Haley's dress and husband. He continues to say unbelievably provocative things like the NATO thing. He's right on NATO. Those countries that don't pay their fair share are hosing the American taxpayer. But keep it there. Keep it there. Don't say, hey, Putin, you can invade them. That just gives another negative headline to you. So I'm hoping that Donald Trump has an epiphany, to use a Christian holiday, and sees it's not about him. It's about the country, us, the Americans who don't want their society destroyed, and veers into a statesman-like posture. Now I get letters, well, Trump has to be Trump. No, he doesn't. He doesn't. If he feels that he's aggrieved or whatever, he can define that, but keep it in the level where you're not giving the enemy ammunition. And believe me, the progressive movement is the enemy. And that is the memo. Okay, the Biden White House sent a letter to the press corps. All right, Ian Sam, spokesperson for White House Counsel's Office. Now, Ian is a player. You never heard of him. I never heard of him until a couple of weeks ago. He's a player in the White House. All right, so he sends a letter out. Here is the quote. This is about the Hur report. Instead, many outlets have been reporting striking inaccuracies that misrepresent the report's conclusion about the president. Reporters in the White House briefing room have asked questions that include false content or are based on false premises. No. It is very clear what the special counsel's final report was. He's not going to prosecute Joe Biden for taking classified information because he doesn't believe the jury will convict Mr. Biden because Mr. Biden is mentally challenged. That's it. So Sam's is, he's a propaganda guy. That's what they do. Tony Bobulinski testifies yesterday, basically tells the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees that Joe Biden, as vice president, enabled Hunter Biden to make tens of millions of dollars and the brother, Jim Biden, from foreign concerns, particularly China. Bobulinski was involved in a China grift, $9 million, right, sent to the Biden family. So Mr. Bobulinski's opinion is that Joe Biden was in this and knew about it. All right, he's attacked immediately by Congressman Jamie Raskin, who is the worst when it comes to doing propaganda. All right, he's from Maryland, ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, so he heard Bobulinski. Here's what Raskin said, quote, just as expected, Republican star witness and Donald Trump's political pawn repeated the same debunked and vacuous allegations against President Biden, recycled from Trump's 2020 campaign. Over the course of his more than 8-hour-long interview, Mr. Bobulinski did not provide any evidence of wrongdoing by President Biden, nor did he provide any evidence at all that President Biden was involved in his family's business dealings, unquote. Now, you can make your own determination, but the computer, Hunter Biden's computer, backs up what Bobulinski said. But Raskin, no matter what you had, you get a videotape of Vice President Biden stuffing $100 bills in his jacket, and Raskin wouldn't believe it. Anyway, Bobulinski's lawyer, Stefan Passatino, replies, Mr. Bobulinski will vigorously defend his honor, reputation, patriotism against all who choose to ignore the facts and deflect from the truth by issuing falsehoods and engaging in rank character assassination. Truth is coming, and those who choose to knowingly perpetuate false narratives by dishonestly attacking Mr. Bobulinski find themselves on the wrong side of history. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Okay? I believe that Joe Biden did enable his son and brother to make all this money. That's what I believe now. Okay? Could change. We'll see. Okay. Donald Trump wanted the case of Stormy Daniels' hush money case thrown out. Manhattan judge said no. What a shock. And the trial is now March 25th. The allegation is that Trump used corporate money to pay off Stormy Daniels. That's the allegation. Okay. Super Tuesday, by the way, is March 5th. On March 6th, this will be all over. Trump will have the nomination secured. So 3 weeks later, he has to march into Manhattan courtroom. I don't think he has to be there, but he'll be there somewhat to start this case.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
This is an interesting story. So last year, 2023, the Trump organization spent $51 million on legal fees, paying lawyers, $51 million, which preposterous, but that's what they did. Now, Super Political Action Committee is paying the bills. So when you give money to Trump, some of that money is diverted over to the Action Committee. And sometimes people will give the Action Committee money directly. All right. So the Action Committee has about $27 million left, which is going to evaporate. It's going to be $100 million that Trump's going to have to pay his lawyers to defend himself. Does that sound like a just legal system to you? You can bankrupt any American. Anybody can be bankrupted by an accusation. That's how bad this is. So Trump will continue to raise money because people, the MAGA people, will support him with money. He's not going to run out, but it's just unbelievable. In Atlanta, Fulton County, Fannie Willis is going to get booted off this case. We went over this and over this and over this, but for those new people, Fannie Willis, DA, Fulton County, Atlanta, charging Trump, 19 others, with interfering with the Georgia presidential election in 2020. Okay, so Fannie hires a boyfriend, pays him an enormous amount of money, approaching $700,000, to investigate Trump. In the meantime, the boyfriend and Fannie go to Aruba, they go on a Royal Caribbean cruise, they go to California, and the boyfriend's picking up some of the tabs. And the case is like Fannie's paying the boyfriend, but the boyfriend's really paying Fannie because taking Fannie to all these vacations. Fannie's done. Okay, she's got to be taken off the case. And that will happen. You wait and see. So there was a hearing today. I don't know when the judge is going to make a ruling on this, but I assume it'll be fairly quickly. Border Patrol. This is amazing. So there's a terror watch list that the U.S. government, the FBI, it's there in Quantico, Virginia, okay? And on the terror watch list are people that U.S. intel believes are threats to you and to me. In the year 2017, the Border Patrol arrested two on a terror watch list illegally crossing the border. Two, okay? Last year, Biden's third year, 172. These are the ones that were caught. You can imagine how many more got in. So, if there is a terror attack here, and it's traced to somebody crossing a Mexican border, Biden will be impeached and convicted. Just keep that in mind. It's a big if. But if that ever happens, okay. Something happening right now that you should know about is a migrant crime wave. So, thousands and thousands and thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of young men have gotten into the United States and they're running around unsupervised. Well, they're showing up in New York City in big numbers and they're committing crimes like crazy. There are gangs, Venezuelan gangs, El Salvadoran gangs, run around committing chaos here. So we don't have enough problems with our own criminals. Now we got to deal with the criminals that came across the border and the Biden administration's let them go. So let me give you an example. A guy named Darwin Gomez Esquil, 19 years old, okay? Attacks a cop in Times Square. They catch him. They let him out. No bail. Then he goes to Macy's in Queens and he steals stuff in Macy's. They catch him. They let him out. No bail. This is what's happening. He should have been deported the first time they arrested him. But New York is a sanctuary city. He doesn't turn him over to the feds. Doesn't call him. Just lets him out. How many crimes is this guy going to commit? This is one guy. I can give you 1,000 guys. And not many women either. It's guys. Now, this is reminiscent of the Carter administration, April 20th, 1980. All right, for those of you who are a certain age, Fidel Castro emptied his prisons in Cuba, put the convicts on boats, sent them to Florida. They were called Marielitos. Okay, they get here. They're allowed to stay here by the Carter administration. They run wild committing crimes in Dade County, Broward County, South Florida. Okay? Murder up 41% in the years following Carter allowing these people in, unsupervised. 41% murder rate goes up. Okay? And this was the basis of the movie Scarface with Al Pacino. Go.
What I try to tell you, this country, you got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman. That's why you got to make your own moves.
Okay. Exactly the same thing going on now. Exactly. They're going to get into the narcotics. Now, just for me saying that, I'm a racist. Oh, you're racist. You're a racist. No, this is history. Remember the Pope, Pope Francis, a guy I admire because I think he's a good man, saying that, hey, you got to give the migrants pretty much everything they want. Remember that? And I said the Pope was naive. All right, he's coming at it from a Christian, you got to help the poor point of view. And I understand that. I'm Catholic. I got it. He's upholding his doctrine. But as far as the unintended consequences of that, the Pope does not engage on that level. So in Brooklyn, there is the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Bay Ridge. Okay? The pastor is Reverend Juan Ruiz. He has bailed out a man named Eugenio Brito, 24, Venezuela, illegal migrant, okay, who attacked a cop. Finally, the Manhattan DA said, this guy's so bad, we're holding him on $15,000 bond. Well, the minister, Ruiz, pays it. Pays the bond. And now Brito, 24 years old, is out. Well, what do you think Brito's going to do, pastor? You think he's going to be the prodigal son and come back and behave? What's your role if he kills somebody? Because that's his resume. He's a lawbreaker. What's your role on that? You really tease me off. You know, it's like the virtue signalers, I hate them. But now the Christians, some of them, are hiding behind that cloak. Oh, we have to be compassionate. Yeah, all right, I'm all for being compassionate. But is it compassionate to put a a known lawbreaker, a violent man on the street, and you don't know what he's going to do, Pastor? No, that's irresponsible of you. If I were in your church, I'd stand up and say that to you right in front of the congregation. Black Lives Matter, biggest con I have seen, might be the biggest con ever. So after George Floyd was killed, Black Lives Matter sprung up, so far has raised $167 million, according to the New York Times. Idiot corporations, idiot people. Next time you see somebody with a Black Lives Matter sticker or bump or a store, or anything, go in and just say, hey, are you aware that none of that money goes to African Americans to help them? Are you aware of that? So we all know about the real estate that they bought in California and Toronto for their own members to live lavishly. Now comes a report out of the Daily Caller, and I believe this report is true, that the Political Action Committee representing Black Lives Matter paid its treasurer, okay, $90 million. No, that's how much they raised into it. Paid the treasurer. Let me get the thing. Yes, $90,000. $90,000 to Bowers Consulting Firm. Okay, last year. So Black Lives Matter pays $90,000 to Bowers Consulting Firm. Who's Bowers? He's the treasurer of Black Lives Matter. So he forms a consulting firm. They give him $90,000. Comes right back to him. Now, if you don't get the con, man, you don't want to get it. Again, talk about living in a delusional world. A friend of mine who I've known since I'm six has a Black Lives Matter sign on his lawn. On his lawn. He lives in Washington State. And I go, are you kidding me? What about, and I, you know, no answer. I'm sure he wasn't thrilled that I brought it up. But boy, boy. If you're going to donate money, donate it to something that helps people, not a grift and a con like this. Spend zero money on political candidates, zero money. They just don't do anything but enrich themselves. Kansas City shooting. So we're taping this late Thursday afternoon. We still can't get who the suspects are, because the Kansas City police will not put it out. They know. They won't put it out. Now, I don't expect names. That would be wrong. What if they're innocent? What if they didn't do it? But they've got three suspects in custody. So all they'll say is that the shooting was the result of a dispute among young men. Won't give a skin color. Okay? Won't give ethnicity. Says not terrorism. It's a dispute. So to me, veteran reporter, I go, this is a gang thing. Gang members were at the celebration for the Kansas City Chiefs. They saw each other and they started shooting at each other. That's what I think this is. Now, as soon as that comes out, whoom, the media reporting of the mass shooting goes way down. If it were a white guy with an AK, you'd hear about it for a month. If it's gang related, it'll disappear. You know why. So we will update you every way we can. But that's where it stands now. Kansas City police know who these guys are. They know what happened. They will not release it. Smart Life. So I get a call from my financial guys last week. They work for Morgan Stanley. Okay? I'm not giving Morgan Stanley a plug. I couldn't care less about Morgan Stanley. My financial guys have been with me 30 years. Okay. They say, hey, did you write a check for $15,000 to a person? I go, no. I checked my checkbook, but I knew I didn't do it. You go, well, somebody submitted a check under your account number for $15,000. So right away, they canceled it. I didn't pay it because they flagged it. It looked suspicious to them. That's the advantage of being in a big broker's house. They have a responsibility and they have a security team. Okay. So nobody knows how that happened, but I had to get all new checks. The whole thing had to be reconfigured because somebody had access to something involving my account. All right. They did it really well. And that's why I have them. Boom, 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 boom. But here's the smart life. We are now doing banking through cyberspace. You can deposit, you can have a withdrawal, you can transfer. You know, these people can get these gangsters, and believe me, this is everywhere. They monitor this and they can get in and steal money from your account. I don't want you to be paranoid. That's, you don't want to put the money under the bed. Okay, the dog will eat it. What you want to do is have people you trust and get on the phone in your various agencies that are, whether it's a bank, whether it's a brokerage house, whatever it may be, who are looking out for you, watching out for you, like my guys are watching out for me. Okay? That's what the smart life play is. All right, Russia hysteria. Late yesterday, a story broke that Putin has some kind of nuke in space. Nobody knew anything about it. Okay? Cable went wild last night. Go.
Well, let's talk about, I mean, there's a lot, obviously, we don't know much about the details of this, but anti-satellite technology.
So while we still do not know what exactly this mystery threat is that the Republican chair of the House Intelligence Committee is warning everyone about, the fact that it is a Russian threat and that he, a Republican, is the one flagging it is significant.
What threat? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Some guy on the Intel committee, all right, Mike Tanner, said there's some kind of threat, but nobody knows what it is. I said, oh, everybody's hysterical. So I'm on News Nation with Cuomo last night, and Cuomo's doing the same thing. Oh, what is this? All right. Then it comes my turn. Go. And before I get into the politics, I have anonymous sources that can explain this Russian thing. I borrowed them from the New York Times, the king of anonymous sources. And what I'm getting is that Putin and Tucker Carlson are going to be going up to the space station up there. That there's much ado about nothing that they're going to launch together on a very exciting mission financed by Elon Musk. So this [S2] Wow. [S1] Is a developing story and we're watching it.
So I'm mocking it because the cable news, it doesn't care. This story is going to go away. Yeah, Russia trying to develop something. Sure, and so are we. So is China. If you got something solid, I'll listen. Say in history, February 15, 2019, President Trump declares a state of emergency at the border. And he did that so he could move funds from the Defense Department over to Homeland Security to build a wall. As soon as he did that, the Democratic Party went wild. Schumer, Senator Schumer, a lawless act, a gross abuse of power. No, 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 we don't want that wall. And then it went to court, federal court. And then it was blocked, injunction, boom, boom, boom. And then the Supreme Court said, no, the power there, okay? But it was too late. It was too late. The injunction was overturned January 2020, like a week before Trump left office. And then Biden comes in, knocks out the state of emergency at the border. So that happened 5 years ago, February 15, 2019. It took almost a year and a half through federal courts, and Trump could not do what he wanted to do. Okay, we got mail, of course, and we got a final thought on O'Reilly around the world, some pictures that I'm going to show you right back. Okay, the mail, here we go. Carol, concierge member, we hope everybody checks out the concierge membership on BillO'Reilly.com. Republicans must get a working narrative flowing that resonates with the voters. I'm concerned Trump prefers to be an entertainer rather than a politician. Okay. George, concierge member. Part of that tremendously large foreign aid bill sends $14 million to Israel, $8 million to Hamas. We're funding both sides. Hamas doesn't get any money. the humanitarian aid goes through the United Nations. So Hamas is not getting any money from anybody. But, you know, they're in control, so they can steal the money, but we're not sending them the money. Sean Reeves, San Luis Obispo, California. One question, even with our funding, can you explain, O'Reilly, how Ukraine is going to beat Russia? Ukraine's not going to beat Russia. Nobody thinks it's going to beat Russia. It's a stalemate. They're preventing Putin from taking control of the country. That's what it's all about. Karen Gress, St. Clairsville, Ohio. In your segment on the economy, where you disagree with Geraldo, I want you to know, O'Reilly, that you are correct. I'm renewing my auto insurance. My premium has increased 21% in 6 months. It's unbelievable. I feel your pain, Karen. I really do, because I had to change insurance companies. It was so outrageous what they were doing. And the reason they're doing it is because of all the storms in California and Florida. They're trying to make up that money by raising everybody's premiums. And that's another Biden thing, because there should be regulations on that. But there aren't. George, and I'm not just picking concierge members. George is a concierge. This is a insurance for your life with a very low premium concierge membership. I'm almost giving it to you because you get a free book. O'Reilly, you say Swazi's not an open border guy, but he's not going to go against the open border, a difference without a distinction. And that's what I told Tom Swazi when he was here on the program. Margot Freer, Medford, Oregon. I'm 82, blessed with a healthy body and mind. I'm active. I can still walk around, and I would love to live to 100. Why don't you want to live to 100? Because your body and mind break down. You're 82, and I'm more power to you. Okay, I don't want to be. I don't want to have to depend on anybody. I don't want to be a burden to anybody. Once I break down, I'm fine to go. I'm looking forward to seeing St. Peter, by the way. Okay, we have a brand new promotion for you on BillO'Reilly.com. We hope you check it out. You can get Killing Kennedy, an excellent book, The United States of Trump: Imperative to Understand the Man, and a no-spin mug, the best made in America. $59.95, okay? And this is only available till Tuesday at midnight because we're losing money. I mean, we may not be losing money, but this is really a good deal. So you want it, get in there now to get it. We got Killing Crazy Horse, $12.95, another excellent killing book. And I think we're going to stop the entire killing series because we're selling out of it now. It's been fabulously successful. I think you can get in now, the last weekend, if you want all 13, but that's going to end. Word of the day, do not be autocratic, A-U-T-O-C-R-A-T-I-C. Don't be autocratic. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Back with a final thought, O'Reilly around the world. Here is the final thought of the day. So we want to be very entertaining on BillO'Reilly.com. So this weekend, we're going to have a special message of the day. We have a column on Sunday. We're also going to have, and this is for everybody, you don't have to be a member, go in there, O'Reilly Around the World Picture Gallery. From my career, I've been to 86 countries. And we'll give you a little sample now of what you're going to see there. We got a whole bunch posted. There I am in front of the Sphinx in Egypt. Now, not many people know this, but most of the pharaohs who are buried were wearing Notre Dame caps when they died. So that's why I have that on there. And then we're going to go to the east, Saigon. That was an amazing adventure when I was over there. And finally, a little R&R in the Turks Caicos. Beautiful water. Love that water. Okay. We have about, I don't know, 30, 35 pics of me everywhere, all over the place. So that is free, BillO'Reilly.com. We hope you check it out. We thank you very much for watching and listening to us this evening. We will see you on Monday. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.